We're partnering with the Persecution Project Foundation right now to help embattled Christians that are being attacked for their faith in the Sudan. Go to ChristmasAirlift.com right now and give whatever you can to help these dear families in the Sudan. ChristmasAirlift.com.
This is Robbie Dillmore from the Christian Car Guy and Kingdom Pursuit, where we hear how God takes your passion and uses it to build the kingdom. Your chosen Truth Network podcast is starting in just a few seconds. Enjoy it and share it. But most of all, thank you for listening and for choosing the Truth Podcast Network.
This is the Truth Network.
I'm sitting on the front porch of my dad's house between the two living heirs of the original Epperson family, Aunt Gizzard and my dad, Mr. Epperson, Stu Epperson, Stuart Watson Epperson Sr. Cousin Ann is there. My sister Karen's there with the dogs. It may get loud. Aunt Gizzard, it's been crazy with COVID, all this stuff going on. You've seen a lot in your life. How awesome is it to sit on the front porch on a rocking chair with your baby brother there, Stu Sr.?
It is as awesome as it can get, and I'm proud of my dear brother, and I am a retired teacher after teaching, regular teaching for 40 years, and then substituting to make my number of years in the classroom 63 years. I love the children. I taught fifth grade, 10-year-olds, and they taught me a lot also.
Mm. Now, you also have been playing that instrument, the organ, maybe a little piano in that Unity Church up there in Arab, Virginia, on Unity Church Road. Is that right? How long?
I started playing that when I was very young, around 10 years old. I wasn't, about 9 or 10 years old. Mm. I played they had an organ, and then they had the piano, like you said.
And what was this guy over here like growing up, your baby brother? He's not such a baby brother anymore, but what was he like growing up? What'd you call him, and what was it like chasing him around?
Well, my baby brother and my sister and I loved especially the baby brother, and she told my mama, "Why can't we have a baby in our family? Cousin Gladys and them, they keep having babies in their family, and we don't have a baby." And so little Stuart came along shortly after that. Mm. So Lucy was crazy over Stu, and so I was too, but she was older than I, and she had to take care of him more. I got to swing him to sleep on the front porch whenever Mother'd say, "Take him and swing him to sleep," while others were working in the field. Mm. But he's always been a good boy and a faithful brother, and I'm proud of him, and I love him very much.
What's this business about you guys hiding the switches so Mama and Daddy couldn't get to him and give him a whipping?
Well, the switches we had were hard to hide because it was so long and big. And you'd have to sort of push him up under a bed or behind the door or something like that. But Stu didn't get many switches. He was a good boy.
Well, so you are Aunt Mary Lee. You're also famously called, you picked up a nickname early on, and we also call you Aunt Gizzard. And whenever I've been in California all over the world, and when I say, "Hey, there's my awesome Aunt Gizzard," people are like, "Aunt what? What? Why do they call her that?" So tell us, please, for all ages, how did you get that name?
In the country, we raised our own chickens, and most of the Sundays, we would have the preacher from our church and his family to come to our house after the preaching service to eat. Mm. I was the baby, and to keep me quiet, I would sit in a high chair by my dad, and they would give me the chicken gizzard to gnaw on to keep me quiet. So they started calling me Giz.
Oh, wow.
And Gizzard.
What about that? Well, Dad, what's it like to sit on the front porch of your house here and have your awesome older sister, Aunt Mary Lee, here to visit?
It's a wonderful experience. I just thank the Lord that He's given us the blessing of long life. And in looking back, the Lord's hand was in our lives all the way through. And that's a sheer blessing from God. Faithful is He who hath called you, who also will do it. So we're learning to trust God more and more, because He never breaks a promise.
Well, I just cut a piece of something really good in there. She didn't come empty-handed. Apparently, her and Cousin Ann brought you... What is that cake? It's just absolutely delicious, and it tastes like a real cake. Nothing fluffy or artificial in there.
It's really a cake. It's applesauce cake with very little sugar. It's English walnuts. It's just a wonderful thing. It's just a great cake. My sister Lucy used to make this often. And it's about the healthiest cake you can ever eat. And it's very delicious, just a little bit warmed with a little bit of ice cream on it. It is extremely delicious.
Hey, Dad, talk a little bit about Aunt Mary Lee's impact on your life, just briefly. She's sitting right here. You guys are visiting. I'm kind of interrupting your conversation. But talk about how she has been a blessing and impact in your life. Well, you are today. What are you today because of this dear saintly lady's influence?
Well, she always had a great influence on me, going to school, going to Sunday school. When I was a tiny kid, 2 years old, she would read to me. She loved to read to me, and I really loved that. And she read all the, Dick and Jane books, the little books, and that kind of taught me to read. And then later on, I got to know... I got to know her children, and they've always been a blessing, particularly Ann and Harriet and Brady, and Ann's children are just a great blessing, a lot, as well as the children of the other kids. So Brady's boy, and hear the story of him. So anyway, and now Ann's kids are raising up their own generation. Really, really being taught about the Word of God, and taught the Word of God, and taught to love Jesus at a very age. Very bright kids. And Matthew, Ann's son, just has wonderful wife and kids, and they've renovated a farmhouse. They actually live near Midway here in Winston-Salem. So it's just so great that they're growing up and they're training their kids to love God. That's a blessing, okay?
And Elizabeth and Greg, and standing over here is Cousin Ann, who is just a dear saint. And now, Cousin Ann, just like Aunt Gizzard was a awesome big sister to Pops, you've been kind of like a big sister to all of us. Everson Young is Karen sitting right here. I'm here, Christy, Catherine. And now, but you have grandkids of your own. What's it like to see those two characters, sister and brother, on the porch there hanging out? What goes through your mind, and what are some things that especially significant about the influence that they've had on each other, on your life?
Well, I think that one has to always remember that God is in control. And so in His awesome judgment, the Lord has put me into a family with wonderful leaders who have led me through my life, and also wonderful cousins who I've enjoyed very much so. And so he's always provided for us all.
Yeah.
And He's always got us all. It's His word we have to listen, and we have to be careful for all the God shots that we want to see in the world, because every day one comes. You just have to watch for it.
Amen. Well, Karen, you've hung out a lot with Aunt Gizzard. Her and Aunt Lucy went to Hawaii with us. Remember that?
Yeah.
They went to Greece with us. All over the world, we used to take Aunt Gizzard and Aunt Lucy. Dad's older sisters who have been amazing. What are your thoughts, and what's your about Aunt Gizzard? Maybe you have a question for her real quick as we wrap up.
Well, I can sum it in one word: blessing. She is a blessing to everyone she meets. She is always helping people, taking food to people, taking care of animals, trying to encourage people to read the Bible and pray. And she just, her work ethic is amazing. She works and works and works. She has her whole life. People would ask for Lula to send Giz to help them because she was such an amazing worker, even as a young child. She would do more work than most grown women do in a whole week. In one day, as a little 10-year-old or even an 8-year-old. So she has always had this beautiful quality of serving people, helping, and very unselfish person. So I am just so thankful to God that he gave her to me to be my beloved aunt. And she is one of my heroes.
Wow. Aunt Gizzard, how do you say, what do you say to people out there listening who may have never met you? I mean, you've played the organ in a church and taught Sunday school, substitute or taught for longer than a lot of people have been alive. But go ahead.
I wanted to talk a little bit about Stu. He hadn't started to school. Well, it was time to go to school. He was 6 years old, and my mother got him a pair of new clothes, overalls, and new shoes and a shirt. Well, from the country, we used our cousins' hand-me-downs clothes or our brothers, whatever we could use. It was hand-me-down, secondhand. I put Stu's new clothes on him to let him see how he would look and walk around through the house some. Then it was time to go to bed, and I said, Stu, I said, Watson, we called him Watson. Watson, have to take your clothes off and to go to bed. And he started crying, and he cried and he cried. And I said, well, we'll just sneak. And we'd slept on the trundle bed in the hall close to my mom and pa. And so I just put him in the bed with his new shoes and his pants and his clothes on, so he slept in them all night, and then got ready for the bus the next morning to catch the bus to go to Blue Ridge School. And I was real proud of Watson. Lucy was the one that helped a lot to take care of Watson, and she was so crazy about him too. And everywhere we went, we walked, because we didn't have a car. We rode on a mule or a wagon or buggy or something like that. And so to church, we would walk, and if we went some distance from home, then we'd ride on a wagon. So our life was strictly country, and that was our means of transportation. And on the wagon, everybody had a job. Ralph's job, I remember, was to always know how to draw the brakes on the wagon when it was going downhill. That was one of his biggest jobs. I could talk with you all day about our growing up and what it was like.
Wow. It was a little different back then. You had Ralph, the oldest, then you had Arnold, and then you had Uncle Roy, the farmer. You had Aunt Lucy, your older sister. All four of those are in heaven, and you and Dad are still holding fort down here on Earth, right?
Yes, and I had plenty of brothers and my sister to tell me what to do and how to do and what to wear, because Stu was a baby, and I was next to him as the baby, and I was pretty spoiled, they said.
And your dad and mom, Harry and Lulu, that was quite a family there in the Harry house up there.
He was 10 years older than my mother, and my mother was going with his brother, Emmett. And so she was courting Emmett, and they were on a wagon, and they rode by our house, the family house at the time. And she said, who is that sitting yonder on that porch? And said, Emmett said, why, that's Harry. Harry's my brother. And so she met Harry, and then she later married Harry.
Oh, wow.
So that's the way she met Harry.
Was
through her, through Harry's brother, yep. Emmett.
Wow.
It was a large family in the grandma, grandpa, Epperson family of boys and girls.
We got a lot of height from that side of the family, didn't we?
She was a nurse. The grandma Epperson was a nurse. Mm. And even after she had all that big family, she adopted, she raised the grandson.
Wow. So Aunt Gizzard, now at some point in there, someone, I believe an older brother named Ralph, brought a radio kit back from college and started a radio station. And you have seen a lot of Eppersons get involved in radio, Christian radio, with a lot of impact over the years. What was it like to see all that going on?
I had my sister to help tell me what to do, but then she got married early and left home. Then I had there just with my brothers, and they'd tell me how I was supposed to act and do. And then when we started college, I got a scholarship to go to Radford College, which I went for 1 year. And then Arnold, my brother that was in the service, he was released from the Army and he back to college at John Brown University in Arkansas. And Ralph, my oldest brother, was a student at John Brown University, Salem Springs, Arkansas. And he worked at the KUOA radio station for his work on the campus, because you had to do 3 hours work a day for the college. So I transferred from Radford College with a scholarship to play basketball at John Brown University in Salem Springs, Arkansas. So now I was out there in that college with my two older brothers, Arnold and Ralph. And Arnold would say to me, he'd been in the Army, World War II. He'd been in the Army, and he said, "Giz, I'm gonna tell you something. Whenever I get my check, I'm gonna take you downtown, and we're gonna get us some ice cream." So that was a big treat.
Wow.
For the month. Every time he got his Army check, because he was wounded in World War II, then we were students together, and some of our classes were together.
That's awesome.
At John Brown University. And we'd go downtown, and we'd eat some ice cream whenever he got his check from the Army.
Wow.
So I was pretty close to my brothers.
Yeah, you sure were, and you were a great impact on all of them. And Gizzard, we got to wrap up this little interview here, but I was going to ask you, what, when you think about your grandkids, you think about all the impact, the family, all the nephews.
I have the biggest family in the world, yeah. And I just love them all. And I love my brothers and sisters, yeah. And my nieces and my nephews and my grandchildren. And I just love everybody. We are such a happy family, and the Lord has blessed us so much. And growing up together and working together, and I worked at the radio station with Ralph quite a bit. Lucy worked at the radio station. Arnold worked at the radio station. Roy, we all took a part in that. And Ralph was the one having it built.
Hmm.
And my dad helped with the construction, with the wood, to help build the radio station. PAQ in Mount Airy, North Carolina.
What would your challenge be to this next generation? You know, this, we haven't been able to get out and about and talk to a lot of people because of everything going on. But what would you say to this next generation? What words would you give them of encouragement?
Well, in anything that I do, I try to put the Lord first. I try to read the Bible frequently. I think that if you're a Christian and you are being led by the Lord, that you'll have a happy life, that you'll have a real good, long, happy life. I read my Bible. I've read the Bible through several times, and I still have a big letter, big print Bible now that I read. I think you should read the Bible and study it, study the Word, and be a Christian.
Amen.
And I think that will help you a lot in a happy life.
Well, and they still have the family Bible in the family, in the original family farmhouse there, the Harry House, yes, in Air Ave, Virginia. We read it at Christmas time still, don't we?
Yes, yes. yes, it was read at Christmas time this year.
Wow.
Yeah, that's the greatest thing to do, I think, is to read the Bible.
But then if you watch out now, Cousin Ann, Karen, Aunt Gizzard will take to the piano or the organ, and she'll start playing from the hymnal, and we'll start singing, right? And then she makes me sing the bass part every time she pulls me into that bass part. Aunt Gizzard, you do it all the time. Now let us
have a little talk with Jesus.
Let us
tell him all about our trouble.
He will
hear our faintest cry,
and he will
answer by and by.
And if you
hear a little bubble turning,
you will
know a little fire is burning.
You will have
a little talk with Jesus. Makes it right.
Makes it right.
She's recording for you.
She always makes me do that bass part. I don't care if I've got laryngitis. She pulls me up on that. Aunt Gizzard on the organ for... Now, how many years have you played the organ, Aunt Gizzard, at that church?
I started when I was about 9 years old, and I'm 92.
Oh, my soul. So that was 19... That was like 1825 or something you started? No. Goodness gracious. That's going back. Going back, yeah. 1939, and she's still playing, and she still can play. She can hang with anybody, and then she also has been teaching school, and they still call her. She goes in there, and she's a tough one.
I still get called to come to substitute. I've taught 40 years regular teaching in the classroom, and then enough to make 66 years that I've been in the classroom.
Wow. Now, unbelievable!
I love the classroom, and I love the children.
Yes. Wow.
I've taught some, the great, I traced four generations.
Mm. Wow.
And I've traced several of the generations that I've taught at Franklin School and Mount Airy City Schools. Taught some in Virginia. Love the classroom.
Wow. Aunt Gizzard, Aunt Mary Lee, awesome to visit with you, and thank you for your blessing in my life and all of my brothers, sisters, my kids. You got, you know, just so many have been touched, nieces and nephews, brothers and sisters, and we appreciate you and your heart for God and how you've always just been so gracious.
I
and
think
so
that the Bible in our family has brought a lot of success. Mm. And I would encourage everybody to read and study and follow the Bible.
This is the Truth Network.